For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. School's back in session across the state, and for now, so is fall sports. Workouts are underway in preparation for a shortened, modified schedule. Full practices commence September 21st. Current reporter Sean McFarland has been following this story, and he joins us again now. In an article you co-wrote, I read that school superintendents seem to agree on who they'll listen to if the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference says full speed ahead with fall sports, and the Department of Health says, whoa, pump those brakes.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I think from the start, a lot of these superintendents have been following the Department of Health from everything, including to how schools are restarting, down to sports. And the CIC has said, you know, we don't want to put our superintendents in a position where they have to follow the DPH instead of us. You know, they're trying to find some sort of joint agreement here. But as of now, the two parties just still don't see eye to eye on football and girls volleyball. And I think the CIC is hoping to wait it out a little bit and see if they can come to an agreement and hopefully not put those superintendents and districts in the position where they have to pull the plug themselves.
Well, let's talk about those two sports, football and volleyball. A couple of weeks ago, the CIAC said it's inclined to let those sports go forward if football goes to 7-on-7 play versus 11-on-11, and if volleyball plays outside, to which I say, hopefully Mother Nature cooperates. What's the latest on how schools in the state are reacting to that?
That was more of a suggestion from the DPH, not so much of a requirement. It sounds like outdoor volleyball is somewhat of a no-go. Most schools don't have the facilities to hold outdoor volleyball. So I think for now, that's sort of tabled. 7-on-7 football, that's still being discussed by the CIC. I don't know how seriously it's being discussed, but it is in discussion. But from what I've seen, you know, coaches and players vehemently disagree with that. I don't know how much say they have at the end of the day. But that's something that, you know, coaches don't want to see, players don't want to see. But if it is the only way to play football this fall, and if the CIC is, you know, saying, hey, we need to play football this fall, that might come down to the only option.
Okay, so I was mistaken. So that was not a CIAC thing. That was a DPH thing. How does the CIAC feel about it?
You know, they still want to play 11-on-11 football. They still want to play indoor volleyball. Their medical advisors seem to think it's safe. The DPH just doesn't. I think at this point, you know, the CIC is kind of going to dribble the clock out a little bit and go as far as they can before having to make that change. They want to come to some sort of agreement with the DPH. They want to, I guess, hope the DPH changes their mind. But Commissioner Gifford said last week on a conference with Ned Lamont that it's unlikely the DPH changes its stance on football or volleyball. So at this point, it's sort of a waiting game to see who flinches first, I guess.
So many parents were angry when the CIAC canceled the Winter Sports Championships back in March. Do you have an idea of how they feel now?
It seems like most of the parents that I've dealt with or talked to are all in favor of playing fall sports. I think if they feel like they're sending their kids back to school, they can play sports. Another thing is, you know, it's been well documented, there's so many other options out there for kids to play sports, whether it's private sector, AAU, you know, some sort of youth town league, that it feels like CIC or not, they're going to play sports, so it might as well be for their high school team. So I think if you polled a lot of parents right now, they'd be seeing, you know, full steam ahead with fall sports.
Well, that's how the parents feel, so I would imagine that the CIAC is aware of that as well, that they're not the only game in town.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's something that Commissioner Glenn Lungarini has been saying from the start, like, hey, the DPH says it's not safe for us to play football or volleyball, but if you look at the reopened Connecticut guidelines issued in June, they're saying, you know, football's fine, volleyball's fine, basketball's fine, hockey's fine. So the CIC is sort of saying, hey, you're going to let private sector sports play, but not us, not the high school level. And that's something that Commissioner Lungarini has been kind of pushing for them to discuss those inconsistencies and hopefully come to some sort of consensus on, you know, how come they can play, but we can't.
Have there been any problems with practices so far that you've heard of?
Not many. I mean, we've heard little things here and there, but nothing too massive. Again, they're still in that conditioning phase, which the DPH says is fine. They're still in that small cohort of 10 players and coaches. So it seems like things are moving pretty smoothly right now. Of course, school is just getting back into session, so it'll be interesting to see how that impacts the sports aspect once you get kids back into classes, whether it's the full in-person or hybrid model. But so far, it seems so good just going through the basic conditioning in cohorts.
Finally, what's your prediction? Football and volleyball, do they happen?
I think fall sports will happen. I think it's been made clear that sports like soccer and cross-country and field hockey can be safely played. Football and volleyball are so interesting right now. I mean, I don't think it's possible for the CIC to host 11-on-11 full contact football as well as indoor girls volleyball unless they want to completely disregard the DPH and completely disregard what superintendents feel is safe. So I don't know if they're going to move to the spring. I don't know if they're going to convert it to 7-on-7, whatever it may be, but we're kind of getting down to the wire here where a decision does have to be made soon.
Sean McFarlane of the Hartford Courant, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.